All right, my friends, I am back and in full effect to chat it up with you about three more popular weight loss diets. So in my last episode, you might remember that I gave you the rundown on the paleo, the gluten-free, and the Whole30 diets. And if you haven't listened to that episode, please listen to that one first and then listen to this one. And don't worry, I'll be here when you get back. So in today's episode, I'm going to be giving you the 411 on the Mediterranean, the New Nordic, and keto diets. So without further ado, let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. All right. Now, before we dive into these last three diets, I wanted to reiterate and clarify that I have not tried all of these diets. I have not tried all of the diets that I talked about in the previous episode or this episode. I have, however, researched all of these diets and the different aspects of them. And I've actually coached some clients from a macronutrient perspective on some of these diets. And I have, in fact, tried a few of them. But I just wanted to give that clarity and give you some context that I've not tried all of these diets. I just wanted to make you aware of that. Now, I was going to talk about what I have tried in the past and what I'm currently doing, but I'm actually going to save that for a different episode because it's a lot of information and I think it deserves its own episode. And I think there's some things that I've learned along the way from my perspective that will be helpful to you. So I'm going to be talking about that in a future episode. So with that being said, let's talk about the Mediterranean diet. So the Mediterranean diet is a way of eating that follows the traditional dietary patterns of the countries bordering the Mediterranean Sea. It focuses on eating whole grains, lean proteins, fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, and healthy fats such as olive oil. It actually limits, or they encourage you limiting, the red and processed meats, as well as added sugars, saturated fats, and trans fats. Now, one of the things to note about the Mediterranean diet is that it has been studied extensively and recognized by the WHO, which is the World Health Organization, and the American Heart Association for its potential to improve health and the risk of chronic diseases. So like I did in the previous episode, in this episode for each diet, I will list some of the benefits and some of the potential challenges. And like I just said earlier, some of the benefits for this Mediterranean diet is that it is potentially can reduce the risk of chronic diseases such as heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and some certain forms of cancers. Some of the challenges, and they're very similar to what I shared in the previous episode, is that it can be expensive as it includes fresh produce and high quality fish and dairy products, and that it can be time consuming. But again, as I indicated last time, in my opinion, the benefits of fresh, high quality foods far, far outweigh the outcomes of a diet that's full of highly processed foods and added sugars. But I'm going to digress on that. So let's get into the New Nordic diet. The New Nordic diet is based on the traditional diets of Norway, Sweden, Finland, and Denmark, and a way of eating that focuses on nutritious, seasonal, and locally sourced foods. This diet, it emphasizes eating whole grains, vegetables, fruits, nuts, legumes, lean proteins, and healthy fats, again, such as olive oil, which is, again, very similar to the Mediterranean diet. The key differences between the Mediterranean diet and the New Nordic diet are that the Mediterranean diet focuses on foods that are typically found in countries bordering the Mediterranean Sea and include moderate amounts of fish and seafood, whereas the New Nordic diet, on the other hand, emphasizes fresh, seasonal, and locally sourced foods. Now let's round out this discussion and talk about the keto diet. And you have to have been living under a rock if you've never heard the keto diet. I mean, it has and continues to get a lot of press about it. So I could actually do an entire episode or two on this diet alone. But for now, I'm going to give you a sky-high 64,000 foot overview of the keto diet. So the keto diet is a low-carb, high-fat diet that focuses on limiting carbohydrates and increasing fat intake with the goal of getting your body into a state of ketosis to burn fat for energy, hence the name keto. Now remember, I'm going to give you the sky-high version of this or sky-high overview of this, so I'm not going to go any deeper into that aspect of the diet, but I will leave some resources on this diet and actually the other diets in the show notes. This diet actually emphasizes eating healthy fats such as olive oil, coconut oil, avocado oils, and nuts and seeds, as well as proteins like fish, poultry, eggs, and non-starchy vegetables and low-sugar fruits. Like all the other diets that I've talked about, it suggests limiting processed foods, added sugar, and refined grains. People, they tend to find this diet challenging because there are a lot of people who are used to eating a lot of high carbohydrate foods. The other challenges is that it can be difficult to incorporate all the recommended foods into their daily diets, as well as meeting the daily fat and protein requirements for this diet. And one of the things that I find very interesting is that people that I've worked with or that I've talked to in the past about this diet, they seem to have the perception that you can eat all the fats and you can't eat any carbs, when that really isn't the case. When I was doing the research, they actually encourage a fair amount of fats and they encourage to limit the carbs, but I did not see anywhere where they encourage excessive amounts of sour cream and cheese and all of the things that I see and hear when people talk about the keto diet. So I really wanted to make that clarification. While they do prioritize fat and prioritize fat on that diet, there's not anything that I've seen that encourages excessive amounts of fat like sour creams and cheese and things of that nature. So I really wanted to make sure that I pointed that out. And I had to say that because keto gets a lot of good and bad press. And when we leave it up to one's interpretation and implementation, you get a fair amount of deviation. So I wanted to make sure I said that. So with that being said, here is a quick comparison of all six, and I want to give you the similarities and benefits, and I'm also going to give you some of the differences in all of those. And here's what I want to say is that with all six of them, they all emphasize eating whole and unprocessed foods, reducing or eliminating sugar and processed foods that have added sugar. And they all recommend eating lean proteins, fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, and healthy fats. So these are some things that I can stand 100% behind. And I would generally recommend this to anyone who's looking to improve their overall health and wellness. And it can also help with weight loss when combined with the right calorie intake and exercise program, which of course would be based on someone's unique needs and individual goals. Now, the biggest difference in all of these diets are that the paleo diet eliminates all dairy, grains, and legumes. The Whole 30 diet adds a 30-day reset period to eliminate unhealthy habits and cravings. Now, the gluten-free diet eliminates, of course, gluten, which is found in wheat, barley, rye, and some processed foods. And the New Nordic diet emphasizes eating whole, locally sourced, and seasonal foods. And the keto diet is high fat, low carb, that puts your body into a state of ketosis to burn fat as energy. So with all that information, you're probably wondering, which diet should I choose? Which one is better for weight loss? And as you probably can imagine, I cannot give you a definitive answer, or I can give you a simple answer because I don't know your individual health goals or your challenges. But I want to give you three things that these diets have in common that are beneficial to you in your health and wellness journey and your weight loss goals for that matter. Number one is that all of these diets emphasize reducing sugar and refined carbs, which is, as you know, it helps to reduce inflammation and improve digestion, which can aid in weight loss. And I'm actually going to talk about inflammation and its impacts on a future episode, but that is number one. Secondly, all of these diets focus on increasing nutrient-rich foods such as lean proteins, fruits, vegetables, and healthy fats. And eating these type of foods, they ensure that your body is getting the macronutrients, the vitamins, and the minerals that it needs. And lastly, all of these diets emphasize eating mindfully and in moderation. This means being aware of what you're eating, how much you're eating, and why you're eating it. Now, as a woman over 40, trust me, I understand the challenges of trying to lose weight as we age. I've been there myself, and I'm actually still walking that journey as well. But what I found to be my success in getting to a weight that I feel comfortable with, and more importantly, feeling healthy, is focusing on the three things that I just talked about: reducing sugar and highly processed foods, increasing nutrient-rich foods, and being mindful and present in the moment when I'm eating. Now, you might be thinking that I just made it as clear as mud as to what diet to choose. But the truth of the matter is that the type of diet isn't as important as keeping those points that I just talked about in mind. My advice is to start small and make changes that are sustainable. Focus on creating healthy habits that you can maintain for the long haul. Once you have those habits in place, the weight loss will follow. Trust me, the weight loss will follow. It's not easy, but it is possible to lose weight and keep it off as we age. With the right focus and dedication, you can achieve your weight loss goals and maintain a healthy lifestyle. So with that being said, that is all said the clock on the wall. And until the very next episode, take the very best care of capital Y-O-U. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found the nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.